Good morning, it's Monday, June 29th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina continues to see a surge of coronavirus cases as state health officials reported more than 1,000 new ones. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control has confirmed 1,366 new cases, the second highest number reported in a single day since the pandemic began. The state reported 5 additional deaths from the virus, bringing the state's death toll from COVID-19 to 712. The number of people hospitalized for confirmed or suspected infection of the virus neared 1,000. Spartanburg has joined the list of cities requiring masks in some public places. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
At an emergency meeting Friday afternoon, the City Council unanimously voted to require masks in pharmacies and grocery stores starting at noon on Monday. The resolution also requires masks for visitors to government buildings and riders on city buses. Waiting until Monday to formally commence with the requirement is meant to give the city time to stock buses with masks for riders. Employees at restaurants and salons will be required to mask up too, but only if their job functions involve close face-to-face contact with customers. City Manager Chris Story said that businesses will not be required to enforce the law, but they must prominently post signs. Story added that the city's intention is not to punish. Violators, however, may be fined up to $100. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
A black man shot in the back of the head by a South Carolina police officer last August is now suing the police department and the officer. Attorneys for Sir Brandon Leggett filed a lawsuit in federal court Friday morning. They allege Columbia police officer Sean Rollins used unjustified force when he hit Leggett twice and shot him once during a traffic stop on August 24th. Authorities previously said Leggett had accelerated his car and dragged the officer along a parking lot. Police had said Rollins shot Leggett while attempting to get him to stop the car. Leggett survived the shooting and disputes the police account. A state solicitor declined to prosecute the officer in November. An investigation is underway after a Charleston police officer spotted debris in a road that led to the discovery of vandalism at a memorial site for 9 firefighters. Charleston Fire Chief Dan Curia described the act as heinous and disgusting. WCSC-TV reports Police Chief Luther Reynolds says someone will be held accountable for the memorial's defacement. The memorial marks the site of the Sofa Superstore where 9 firefighters died battling a massive fire in June 2007. A week earlier, a memorial ceremony was held at the site on the 13th anniversary of the blaze. Police are working to review security footage from a nearby gas station in hopes of finding a vandalism suspect. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Clemson University will be requiring anyone who steps foot on campus this fall to wear a face mask. The new mandate was announced by the school on Friday. According to the Greenville News newspaper, Clemson University will also require that students and staff test negative for the coronavirus 5 days before arriving on campus. Anyone who tests positive will have to self-isolate for 10 days. The university said it's purchasing 70,000 cloth masks and will distribute 2 to all students, faculty, and staff. Trials for a COVID-19 vaccine are getting underway in the upstate. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Doctors in Spartanburg and Greenville are looking for about 3,000 people to test a vaccine to combat the coronavirus. Dr. Joseph Basha, a pulmonologist helping to oversee the trials, spoke with WSPA-TV in Spartanburg. He said the vaccine is not like an influenza vaccine in which subjects are given a small and controlled dose of the flu. Rather, the COVID vaccine will expose recipients to the spike protein. Most new research into a vaccine for COVID-19 is centered around the recently mapped spike protein, one of the virus's main structural components. Dr. Basha said subjects need to be at least 18 years old and have a managed chronic condition, such as COPD, kidney issues, or diabetes. Trials are expected to begin soon. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.